येनाक्षरसमाम्नायम् अधिगम्यमहेश्वरात् कृत्स्नम् व्याकरणम् प्रोक्तम् तस्मै पाणिनये नमः। वाक्यकारम् वररुचिम् भाष्यकारम् पतञ्जलिम् पाणिनिम् सूत्रकारम् च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम्। मुनित्रयम् नमस्कृत्य तदुक्तीः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयम् विरच्यते। सत्यम्, गतभानुवासरे वर्गः आसीत्, तस्य किञ्चिदिव पुनरावर्तनं कुर्मः। जस्ट् क्विक्लि गो थ्रू वाट् वी हव् स्टडीड् सो फार् इन् समासप्रकरणम्। समासप्रकरणमारभ्यते समर्थः पदविधिः इति सूत्रेण। पदविधिः, पदसम्बन्धी यः विधिः, सः समर्थाश्रितो बोध्यः, अर्थात् यत्र सामर्थ्यं भवति तत्रैव समासः इति प्रथमः नियमः। द फस्ट् रूल् टु रिमेम्बर् आल्वेस् इन् केस् आफ् समास is that there should be samarthya. Samarthyam vividham bhavati, vyapeksha samarthyam tatheva ekarthi bhava samarthyam iti. Yatra ekarthi bhava samarthyam vidyate tatra eva samasaha. So details of what this is, I'll post the recording. I have not yet posted the recording of last class. I'll do it because it required all the editing with so much of disturbance. So ekarthi bhava samarthyam, which we have already seen, let's say वस्त्रं दशरथस्य अपत्यं चैत्रस्य, दशरथस्य वस्त्रम् चैत्रस्य अपत्यम् इत्यस्ति चेत् दशरथस्य अपत्यम् इत्यनयोः परस्परान्वयः नास्ति, अतः समासः न भवति। एवम् तद्धितः न भवति, समासः अपि न भवति। उभयत्र पदविधौ समासवृत्तौ तथैव तद्धितवृत्तौ सामर्थ्यम् अपेक्ष्यते। एवं पश्यति कृष्णं श्रुतो देवदत्तम् इत्यत्र कृष्णं श्रुतः कृष्णश्रुतः इत्यादयः समासाः न भवन्ति। सामर्थ्यस्य अभावे समासः न भवति इत्यर्थः। द्वितीयं सूत्रमासीत् प्राक् कदारात् समासः। समास इति संज्ञा विधीयते अनेन अधिकारः। सो फ्रम् नौ आन्, दट् इस् फ्रम् दिस् सूत्र, अस्मात् सूत्रादारभ्य द्वितीयाध्यायस्य प्रथमपादस्य तृतीयमिदं सूत्रम्। अस्मात् सूत्रादारभ्य द्वितीयाध्यायस्य द्वितीयपादस्य अन्त्यपर्यन्तं, कडाराः कर्मधारये इति सूत्रमस्ति, तत्पर्यन्तं समासः इति अधिकारः गच्छति। इतः परं यद्यदुच्यते तत्र सर्वत्र समासः इति संज्ञा भवति। समस्यते अनेकं पदं, दट् इन् विच् मेनी वर्ड्स् मर्ज् टुगेदर् इस् काल्ड् अ समास। ओके, इट इज एन अन्वर्थ संज्ञा। सहसुपा इति अग्रिमं सूत्रम्। सहसुपा इति एकमेव सूत्रं वस्तुतः पाणिनिना निर्मितं, किन्तु महर्षिकारेण अत्र योगविभागः अङ्गीकृतः। The sutra has been split into two. Yoga vibhagaha ishta siddhyartham. For in some cases where there are some prayogas which are to be substantiated, kintu vidyamanaihi sutraihi tesham prayoganam sadhutvam sadhaitum na shakyate iti sthitihi yadi bhavati, tada yoga vibhagaha iti upayaha asmabhihi angikriyate. किं क्रियते योगविभागे? विद्यमानमेव सूत्रं द्वेधा विभज्यते, स्प्लिट् एन् एक्सिस्टिङ्ग् सूत्र इण्टु टु, सो दट् यु केन् डिरैव् डिफरेण्ट् मीनिङ्ग्स् फ्रम् डिफरेण्ट् सूत्र। तत्र सः इति एकं सूत्रं, सुपा इति अपरं सूत्रं। वस्तुतः सूत्रे पदद्वयं विद्यते, किन्तु सूत्रं विभज्यते into two. The sutra is split into two. Prathamam sutram asti saha iti. Subhamantate parangavatsare ityataha suktiki anavartate. Subantam saha kena saha samartha padavidhihi iti uktatva samarthena saha samasyate. A subanta can combine with any word, any kind of word which has samartha. Iti prathamam sutram. It becomes a very general sutra. But as I am already told, yoga vibhagaha ishta siddhyarthaha. लिखितैरेव उच्यते कतिपय तिङन्तोत्तरपदोऽयं समासः। सो इट् केनाट् बि यूस्ड् एव्रिवेर्, देर् आर् अ फ्यू केसस् इन् वेदास्, छन्दस्येव ओन्ली इन् द वेदास्, देर् आर् अ फ्यू केसस् इन् द वेदास् where we require a samasa between a subanta and a pingamta. Paryabhushayata anuvyasalata ityadishu. Pari iti pradihi subantam. Tasya abhushayati iti tingantena saha samasaha ishyata. Swarartham. Why do we need a samasa instead of it just being an upasarga to a dhatu? It's because of swara. Swara reasons. Tatra samasam sadhayitum saha iti sutram vibhaktam sutram upayujyate. Okay, so that is all the purpose of saha. You cannot use this sutra anywhere else for any other prayogas. Okay. Vibhagaha is to divide or to split. Saha supa iti ekam sutram asi, saha iti vibhajyate. So it is split into two sutras. You have one sutra as saha and the other as supa. Kadara is a word which is used in Kadara Karmadharaya. So you don't have to worry about that word now. We will see what the word means when it comes there. Okay. Saha iti ekam sutram. Agrimam sutram bhavati supa. So this is where we have to start our class today. So sixth slide of the sixth page of the PDF. Saha supa iti agrimam sutram. Subhamantate parangavatsare iti sutra ati sup iti anuvartate. Purvatana sutra saha iti atpi anuvartate. Sup supa saha samasyate iti sutrartha. Kaha arthaha subantam subantena samasyate. Samarthena iti tu astyeva. Samartha padavihi iti sattvati. So a subanta will combine with another subanta which has samarthya. Ekarthi bhava samarthya sati. Subantam subantena samasyate. Itha drishyate idamapi autsargitam sutram. Which means, it's a very general sutra. It does not have any specific conditions. It does not indicate any vibhakti. It does not indicate any specific matter. It just says subantam subantena samasyate. And this is again a sutra which is not used frequently. Okay. So, kevala samasaha, okay. Idhuchyate. Samasasya vibhaga ha yada asmakam adhitaha tadadrishtam samasaha dvedha bhavati kevala samasaha vishesha samasaha chete. So, there 90% of the cases, 99% of the cases is a vishesha samasa. Samasaha chaturdha bhavati. Avyayibhavaha satpurushaha vahuvrihihi dvandvaha. So there are a few cases where prayogas do not fit into these four cases. So we just say it is a samasa and we indicate them as kevala samasa. A simple samasa with no special samya associated with it. So such samasas can be made through this sutra sahasupa. Again a sutra with very limited application, kinto asti, santi prayogaha, tadartham, saha supa, subantam subantena samasyate. So wherever shishta prayogaha santi, kinto samasam sadhayitum sutram nasti iti jatihi adabhavati. So you must realize that all these have been done because of the focal point of vayakarana, which is prayoga sharanaha vayakaranaha. Prayoga is the ultimate thing which governs vyakarana. Prayoga vidyate. So there has already been some prayoga and we look for ways to substantiate it. Tadato yasya sutrasya prayoga bhavitum arhati. Anena kevala samasaha. Iti samasaha bhavati. Subantam subantena samasyate. So next we have to see how exactly a samasa happens and what is the prakriya of a samasa. Okay. So before that there is a question. I did not understand the question. Hariharan Mahalaya Hadati, how something remains from previous sutram and continues? I did not understand. Prashnasya Ashayaha Kaha Iti Maya Namagata. Sup continues anuvrittihi. We have been seeing anuvritti since a long time. Purva sutrena anuvartate. Subhamantite parangavatsare iti dvitiya adhyayasya dvitiyam sutram. Saha also continues. I did not say Saha will not. Subhamantrite parangavatsvare iti sutrena sukhiti anuvartate. Saha iti sutrena saha ityapi anuvartate. So you can see that the sutrata has both sup and saha. Supa iti asmin sutre vidyate. Purvatana sutrat asyaiva padasya ditiya sutrat sukhiti anuvartate. Tritiya sutrat saha iti anuvartate. Sarvam militva sutrarthaha kriyate. Subantam subantena samasyate. Anuvrittehe antyam kutra bhavati iti kvapina nirdishtam paninina. This is a question which remains in all cases, not just here. Everywhere, if there is an anuvritti which has started, where do we stop the anuvritti? Iti vyakhyanenaiva jnatavyam. Vyakhyanato vihesha pratipatti. There are commentaries like the bhashya or bhashya, basically the bhashya, which is the ultimate word, where bhashyakara says he goes through every sutra and he examines what is the anuvritti in each sutra. So, anuvrittehe arambhaha kutra iti sarvada jnayate. Antyam kutra iti paninina na nirdishtam. He just says svaritena adhikaraha. So, the antya has to, always is decided by vyakhyana, which is the Mahabhashya. There are some cases where logically you can know that the anuvritti has ended. I mean, say there is a iko yanachi. There is ikaha asipare kim yan bhavati. And there is a case where achi is replaced by some other words. So then you know that achi has gone away and there is a new condition which is being told. Tadrisheshu sandarbheshu jnatum shakyate. Kintu sarvada anuvritteha antyam vyakhyadhinam. Antyasya jnanam vyakhyadhinam. Astu, so now that we have a samasa vidhayaka sutra, samase katham prakriya bhavati. How exactly does the samasa happen? It need not be just this samasa. This is the general steps which are followed in any samasa. Samase katham prakriya bhavati. Iti natavyam. Udaharanam ekam padamasti purvam bhutaha iti. Purvam bhutaha iti laukikam vigraha vakyam. Vigraha namakaha purvam adhitam rityarthava bodhakam vakyam vigraha. A sentence which is used to indicate the meaning of a vritti is called vigraha. Atra samasaha, the final word we get in a samasa is called bhutapurvaha. Bhutapurvaha iti samasaha. Tasya artham bodhayitum yadvakyam upayujyate purvam bhutaha iti tat laukika vigraha vakyam iti ucchyate. That which was present earlier ityarthaha. Purvam nama earlier, bhutaha it was there. Something which was there earlier ityarthaha. Now, this laukika vigraha vakya, we cannot use it for prakriya. Vyakarane prakriya karana samaye, ye idrisham vigraha vakyam na upayujyate. We use a bit more technical vakya, and that is what we call the alaukika vigraha vakya or the shastriya vigraha vakya. Purvam bhutaha ityeva satyam kintu vyakarana prakriyam sadhayitum athava prakriyayaha anukulyartham, we phrase it in a different way. For example, purvam bhutaha ityatra, purvam iti dvitiya vibhaktihi, bhutaha iti prathama vibhaktihi. Okay? So, we split that vigraha vakya into words, pratipadikas and pratyayas. Pratipadikam pratyayam cha vibhajya pradarsharamaha. Purva iti pratipadikam, am iti pratyayaha, dvitiya vibhaktau ekavachana pratyayaha, bhuta iti uttarapadasya pratipadikam, su iti prathama vibhaktehe ekavachana pratyayaha. So we say purva, am, bhuta, su. Irantu prakriya nirvahartameva upayujyate. And this is what we call alaukika vigraha vakya. Laukikam nama loke yadrishyate tad laukikam. This kind of a thing, nobody in a general one, I mean, who is not a vayakarana or who does not know the prakriti pratyaya vibhaga of vyakarana will understand this. Purva am bhuta su. Iti ukte kenapi na avagamyate. Loke prasiddham nasti. Ataha alaukikam. That which is not famous in the loka or used in the loka. Ityarthe alaukikam iti shastre upayuktam ityataha shastriyam iti va uchyate. Alaukika vigraha vakyam or shastriya vigraha vakyam. This is the starting point of the vyakarana prakriya. Purva am bhuta su purvam iti avyayam. I think it is not there. As far as I know, there is no avyaya called purva. Purva iti prayana subanta eva. As far as I know. Now, purva am bhuta su iti sthita samasaha bhavati. Supa, saha supa iti sutrena samasaha. Samase krute samasatma pratipadikatvam. The entire thing. That is purva am bhutasu iti samastasya samudayasya pratipadika samya bhavati. Tena sutrena krittadhyata samasashtra. Purvam karaka prakarana tapi prat pitikayam asmabhi adhita. Pratipadika samya vidhayakam sutram. There are two sutras which give pratipadika samya. Arthavadadhatur apratyah pratipadikam iti ekam sutram. Krittadhyata samasashtra. Kridantaha tadhitantaha. Samasascha pratipadikatvam prapnoti. Once this is a samasa, you get pratipadika samya. I am telling you the entire samudaya, purva am bhuta su, iti samudaya seva pratipadika samya asti. Kena sutrena, krittadhita samasascha iti sutrena. Agrimam sutram asti, supo dhatu pratipadika yohu. Padadvayam vidyate supaha dhatu pratipadikayoho. Yakshatriyashanito yuniluganiyoho iti sutrena luk iti anuvartate. Luk nama lopaha ityarthaha. Etayoho avayavasya. Etayoho nama dhatu pratipadikayoho avayavasya. Supaha nama sup pratyayasya. Luk syat lopaha bhavati. If there is a sup pratyaya, which is a component of a dhatu or a pratipadika. If it is included inside a dhatu or a pratipadika, it will be deleted. Ityartha. Dhatoho avayavasya sup pratyasya sup iti pratyaharaha su aujas ityadi ekavimshati pratyana pratyaharaha sup iti. So any of those will be deleted if they form a part of the pratipadika. इदानीं किं जातम् अस्माकं पूर्व अम् भूतासु इत्यत्र सुपा इति सूत्रेण समासे कृते समासत्वात् कृत्तद्धितसमासाश्च इति सूत्रेण प्रातिपदिकसंज्ञा गता. इफ् दिस् इस् अ प्रातिपदिक देर् आर् टू सुप् प्रत्ययस् विच् आर् इन्सैड् द प्रातिपदिक. देर् इस् वन् अम् अण्ड् द अदर् इस् सु. So both of them will be deleted by this sutra. Supodhatu pratipadikayoho ityanena ubhayoho lopes krite purva bhuta iti shishyate. So we are left with purva and bhuta. The supratyaya has been deleted. This is a common step to all samasas without exception. Sarvatra samase subluk nama supaha luk lopaha kriyate karaniyam. Always, initially you have subantas. Subantam subantena samasyate. Initially you have subantas, which means there is a supratyaya. And the supratyaya is always deleted so that you are left out with pratipadikas. Purva padasyapi pratipadikam shishyate. Uttara padasyapi pratipadikam shishyate. Okay. Lukkityukte lopaha. There is a sutra where Panini himself defines. Adarshanam lopaha pratyayasya luk shlu lupaha. Pratyaya lopa, deletion of a pratyaya is indicated by different terms. Luk, shlu and lup. There is a reason why he uses different terms at different times. But always it means lopa, deletion. Etayoho ityukte sutre yaduktam dhatu pratipadikayoho ityarthaha. Dhatu pratipadikayoho avayavasya supaha luksyat. Dhatvavayavaha yaha supa pratipadikavayavascha yaha supa tasya lopaha bhavati. Ityarthaha. Any other questions? इदमेव अलुक् समासः इति यदि उच्यते तत्र इदं लुक् न भवति. अलुक् समासः इस् वेर् द सूप् विल् नाट् गेट् डिलीटेड्, दट् इस् वै इट् इस् काल्ड् अ लुक्. But as a general case, in all samasas, you will have this deletion of sup pratyayas which are there in the purva pada and the uttara pada. Idani purva bhuta ityasti. Bhuta purve charat iti nirdeshat bhuta shabdasya purva nipataha. Paninihe ekam sutram asti. भूतपूर्वे चरट् इति सूत्रम् पञ्चमाध्यायस्य तृतीयपादे इदं सूत्रं विद्यते. तर् हि हेस् यूस् द वर्ड् भूतपूर्व. पूर्वं भूतः इत्यर्थे भूतपूर्वः इति पदं पाणिनिना प्रयुक्तम्. तत् प्रामाण्यात् भूतशब्दस्य पूर्वनिपातः. आल्वेज् इन् अ समास देर् इस् अ क्वश्चन् विच् वर्ड् शुड् बि यूस्ड् फस्ट् इति प्रश्नः सर्वेषु समासेषु भवति. किं पदं पूर्वत्र उपयोक्तव्यं, किं पदम् उत्तरपदं भवेत्, तदर्थं नियमाः अपि सन्ति. देर् आर् मेनी रूल्स् विच् गवर्न् पूर्वनिपात. ऐ मीन् देर् रूल्स् विच् टेल् दिस् पर्टिक्युलर् पद शुड् बी द पूर्वपद एट्सेट्रा. इन् दिस् पर्टिक्युलर् केस् वी डु नाट् हेव् अ रूल्, सो वी यूस् शिष्टप्रयोग आस् द प्रमाण. So since Panini himself, for Vaiyakarana, the greatest Pramana is obviously Panini. So Panini naiva bhuta purva iti upayuktatvata, bhuta shabdaha purvam bhavati. In this particular word, the word bhuta should be used first. This is based on Pramana about Pramanya. Okay. So we purva bhuta, so it becomes bhuta purva. This is the samasta pada. Okay, the combined word is bhutapurva. Idanim pratipadikatvat punaha supratyaha bhavati. This is pratipadika. We add sup. Like we have Rama, you add sup and it becomes Ramaha. Atrapi supratyasya utpattau bhutapurvaha iti rupam bhavati. Purvam bhutaha bhutapurvaha. There were a few questions which I did not see in between. Lopaha darshane shravanet. अदर्शनम् लोपः इत्येव पाणिनेः सूत्रम्. पूर्वं यदासीत् तस्य अदर्शनम्. नौ फार् श्रवण दृश्य इट् सेल्फ् केन् केन् इट् मीन्स् नाट् जस्ट् सैट्, इट् इस् अ ज्ञानार्थक धातु टु नो इत्यर्थः. सो इट् वास् नोन् अर्लियर् एण्ड् इट् इस् नाट् नोन् नौ इत्यर्थे लोपशब्दस्य प्रयोगः. सत्यं प्रामाण्यं तु अस्ति एव पाणिनेः वाक्यस्य, तथैव महर्षिमुनित्रयस्यापि वाक्यस्य. सर्वदा भूतशब्दस्य पूर्वनिपातः इति न, भूतपूर्व पूर्वं भूतः इति समासे भूतशब्दस्य सर्वदा पूर्वनिपातः. वेन् यु आर् कम्बैनिङ्ग् पूर्वम् अण्ड् भूतः, इन् दट् केस् भूत इस् आल्वेस् यूस्ड् फस्ट्. सो द समास इस् आल्वेस् भूतपूर्वः अण्ड् नाट् पूर्वभूतः. पूर्वं भूतः देर् आर् टु आप्शन्स्. यु केन् ईदर् हाव् द समस्तपद एस् पूर्वभूतः or bhutapurvaha. In this case, he says bhutapurve charat. From the nirdesha, we say bhutapurva is correct. And there is no prayoga called purva bhutaha. Okay. Drishtapurvaha, that's what. All these rules apply to those particular words. It does not mean purva shabda should never be used first or last, etc. Drishtapurvaha ityatra katham drishta shabdasya purva nipataha iti anyatra asti. There is a particular rule there. Charat iti pratyah. In bhutapurve charat, charat is a pratyah. Bhutapurvarthe charat iti pratyah. Udaharanatham chhatracharaha ityasti. Chhatracharaha means an earlier student. He is not a student, no, a former student ityartha. So, former, bhutapurvam nama former. Okay. तदर्थे चरट् प्रत्ययः इति तस्य सूत्रस्य अर्थः, विच् इस् अ कथित अण्ड् विच् यु आर् नाट् कन्सर्न् वित् हियर्. सी रूल्स् आर् आल्वेस् आफ् डिफरेण्ट् कैण्ड्स्. इट् केन् बि अ स्पेसिफिक् रूल्, इट् केन् बि अ जेनेरिक् रूल्. We're talking about generic rule. Supodhata Pratiparikayohu is a generic rule, which means it applies to all samasas. Whereas, there are some cases where there might be a rule which applies only to Tatpurusha samasa. There might be a rule which applies to only one word, one particular word. So there are different sets. Here we don't even have a sutra. We are saying in Bhuta Purva or in Purvam Bhutaha, the word Bhuta, ityasya purva nipataha bhavati asmad nirdeshat. When you are taking a particular word as a pramana, it will apply only to that particular word and not generically. Don't worry about other cases of Purva Nipata. Don't worry about where Purva Shabda is found first, where it is found last. We will study lot of rules for Purva Nipata. So this is only a very specific case. Forget everything else. Bhuta Purvaha ityeva prayogaha. Purva Bhutaha iti nasti. That is all you need to take away from here. Okay. Let us quickly go through the prakriya again. So you see that we started with Purvam Bhutaha, iti laukika vigraha vakyam. Alaukika vigraha vakyam, athava shastriya vigraha vakyam bhavati, Purva, Am, Bhuta, Su, Sahasupa, iti sutrena, samasaha. Now you can even say supa, whether you are taking yoga vibhaga or not. Since the original sutra was sahasupa, we take sahasupa as the sutra. Purva am bhuta su ityasya samasaha bhavati. Samasa samya vidyate. Krutardhita samasashcha iti sutrena samasasya. Means the entire set itself gets pratipadika samya. Pratipadika samyayam satya am su ityetayohu suk pratyayohu lopaha kriyate. Supodhatu pratipadika yohu iti sutrena we delete am and su. So we are left with purva and bhuta. Nirdesha balat, athava panini nirdeshasya pramanyat, bhuta shabdasya purva nipataha kriyate. So you have bhuta purva. Asmat shabdat, samasta padat, svauja samotcha sityadina sutrena, sup pratyaha kriyate. So we add the sup pratyas, we can add all 21. An example, we always take prathama ekavachana as the example. Sup pratyaha kriyate. Tatra bhuta purvaha. Kachana prakriya vidyate. If you look at the prakriya of subantas, you will know how this bhutapurva su becomes bhutapurvaha. The ukara in su gets itsamya and is deleted. You have su. Su is converted to repha and repha is converted to visarga. So you have bhutapurvaha. Purvam bhutaha bhutapurvaha. The entire prakriya is compressed in those words. We start with vigraha and tell the samasta pada. Kintu madhye etavati prakriya bhavati. Any questions in prakriya or any other questions so far? Atre saramaha. Atreva ekam vartikam vidyate, ivena samasaha vibhaktyalo pascha. Subantam subantena samasyate iti uktam. Atra vartika karaha vadati, ivena samasaha subantam iva iti avyayena saha samasyate vibhaktyalo pascha. Vibhaktehe lopaha nabhavati. Vibhakti lopaha idanimeva drishtaha supodhatu pratiparikayoho ityanena vibhaktehe luk vidhiyate tatcha na bhavati iti uchyate iva iti avyayena subantasya samasaha. Now iva is an avyaya, which means it is also a subanta. Avyayas are also subantas. I hope everybody agrees. Suptigantam padam, padam dvividhameva vidyate subantam athava tingantam. Even avyayas are subantas. Supratyaha kriyate lupyate ataha subantameva. Sahasupa ityeva siddhe. Now if it is a subanta, इवन वै सुबन्तं सुबन्तेन समस्यते इति सूत्रेणैव अत्र समासः सिद्ध्यति किन्तु पुनः समासः विधीयते वार्तिककारेण इव शब्दस्य पूर्वनिपातनिवृत्त्यर्थम् to prevent iva from being used as a purvapada. There are two reasons why Vartikakara tells this Vartika specifically. One is to prevent purvanipata of iva shabda and the other is to give that vibhakti alopa, to tell that the vibhakti will not get deleted. Jimutasyeva iti udaharanam. Jimutasya iva. Jimutaha nama meghaha. It is the जीमूतस्य इव इति स्थिते तथैव समासः क्रियते. समासे कृते विभक्तेः अलोपः इत्युक्तत्वात् तस्य विभक्तिप्रत्यय इस् आल्सो हर्ड् जीमूतस्येव. क्वचित् कश्च अयं समासः. क्वचित् कः? क्वचित् दृश्यते. क्वचित् नाम इन् वेरि फ्यू प्लेसेस्. सो क्वचित् कः nama, again this is a very limited case of samasas. Atayeva yajushaha bhinne eva pade pathanti. So jimutasyeva is taken from the chandas. That is where the pada matters, the number of padas. Or for example, for us jimutasya iva ityasti sandhihiva samasahava ityeva prashnaha. We will ask why samasa jimutasya iva iti prithak padamasti संधौ कृते जीमूतस्येव इति सिद्ध्यति. वै आर् यू डूइंग ए समास? इफ् इट् इस् अ सन्धि जीमूतस्य इति भिन्नं पदम्, इव इति भिन्नं पदम्. सो फार् अस् लोके इट् डस् नाट् मेटर् वेदर् यु आर् सेयिङ्ग् इट्स् अ सिङ्गल् वर्ड् आर् इन् दिस् केस् इट् डस् नाट् मेटर्. किन्तु वेदे नम्बर् आफ् पदास् आल्सो मेटर्स् अण्ड् द स्प्लिटिङ्ग् आफ् पदास् आल्सो मेटर् इन् पदपाठ घनपाठ इन् स्वरास् फार् एव्रिथिङ्ग् इट् मेटर्स्. दट् इस् वेर् he says this samasa is required. But this again, it is not a compulsory samasa and it is not seen everywhere. Atayeva yajushaha. There are different sampradayas in Veda Pathana. So in Rigveda it is treated as a single word. In Yajurveda it is treated as two different words. Udvahuriva vamanaha ityadi vyasta prayogashta sangachante. And also this samasa is not compulsory. It is not compulsory that wherever there is eva, there should be a samasa. That is why you have examples. Udvahuhu eva ityasti. Udvahuriva iti shruyate. Tatra tu samasaha nasti. It is a separate prayoga. So, all these cases are seen because it is a kvachit kaha samasa. Coming back to questions. Vagarthaviva ityasti. Vagarthaviva sampratto vagartha pratipattaye ityatrapi. Vagarthaviva iti ekam padamva bhinnam padamva iti. Charcha vidyate. Mahati charcha. There is a huge discussion. Some people treat it as two separate words. Some people treat it as a samasa and a single word for various reasons. If it is a samasa, it will be from this. Yadi samasaha iti angi kriyate, tarhi anena vartikena iva samasaha. Aparah prashnaha, iva iti avyayam. Katham ivena iti. So, iva is an avyaya when it means like. Atratu iva iti shabdasya grahanam. It means the word iva. Here, iva does not mean like. Iva iti padasya sakshatkaha arthaha, like. सादृश्यम् अर्थः. अत्र तु सादृश्यार्थे नास्ति. इव इति पदम् इति अनुकरणम्. दिस् इस् नाट् द अव्यय इव. दिस् इस् इव इति शब्दः इत्यर्थे इव इति पदं विद्यते. सो दट् केन् बि डिक्लैन्ड्. दिस् इस् सीन् एव्रिवेर्. यु से भवति हि फार् भू धातुः. इवन् दो द धातु इस् भू, धातुर्थनिर्देशे इति भवति हि इति उच्यते. सो भवति भवते रह इत्यस्ति. सो देयर आर मेनी केसेस वेर यू हैव सच निर्देशेस. इव इंडिकेट्स द वर्ड इव एंड नॉट द मीनिंग ऑफ इव. कमिंग बैक वन सेकंड. देयर आर आई थिंक आई लेफ्ट. इवेन इत्यस्य प्रत्ययः तृतीया विभक्तौ सुबन्तम् इव इति शब्देन सह समासं प्राप्नोति इत्यर्थः। अत्र अव्ययादात् सुपः इति न भवति, सुपः लुक् इवेन इत्यत्र सुब्लुक् नास्ति। दट् इस् वै यु हाव् इवेन। इट् इस् द तृतीया आफ् इव, राइट। इवेन इति इव इति प्रातिपदिकस्य तृतीया विभक्ति एकवचने रूपम्। There was a question. I told there are two reasons for this Vartika. One is Vibhaktyalopa and the other is Purvanipata, to prevent Purvanipata. How does this prevent Purvanipata? Iti agre pashyama. The next, I'll explain it again later. Any questions as of now? Proceeding to real samasas, as in kevala samasaha, as I told, all samasas which we saw so far, saha iti yoga vibhagena tingantena saha samasova, sahasupa iti sutrena kevala samasova, kvachit kaha, very limited uses. Itah param vastataha samasaha, nama vibhava tatpurusha bahuvrihi dvandvakhyaha samasaha. आरभ्यन्ते। प्रथमः समासः पाणिनिना कृतः अव्ययी भावः। दिस् इस् द फर्स्ट् कैण्ड् आफ् समासः विच् पाणिनि बिगिन्स् अव्ययी भावः इति अधिकारसूत्रम्। इतः आरभ्य, स्टार्टिङ्ग् फ्रोम् दिस् सूत्र विच् इस् द्वितीयाध्यायस्य प्रथमाध्यायस्य पञ्चमम् इदं सूत्रम्। इतः आरभ्य अन्यपदार्थे च संज्ञायाम् अस्यैव अध्यायस्य अस्यैव पादस्य एकविंशतितमं सूत्रम्, तत्सूत्रपर्यन्तम् अयम् अधिकारः गच्छति। दिस् अधिकारः कण्टिन्यूस् टिल् दिस् 2121। सो यु हाव् अरौण्ड् 16 सूत्रस् विच् गिव् अव्ययीभावसमासः। अत्र यः यः समासः उच्यते सः सर्वोऽपि अव्ययीभावसम्यकः। यु शुड् रिमेम्बर् दट् इन् पाणिनीयव्याकरण the words avyayi bhava tatpurusha bahuvrihi and dvandva are plain samnya. It is just a name. He does not define this and this is avyayi bhava. Okay, he says anything which comes under this range, whatever Panini tells starting from the next sutra, will be called avyayi bhava. It is a samnya. It might be an anvartha samnya, that is avyayi bhava samasa might be an avyaya, but there is no definition as such for avyayi bhava samasa. You just have to say whichever samasa is done using the sutras falling under this adhikara is avyayi bhava. That is why there was, some people were asking last time that bahuvrihi, they had a confusion in why say a particular example is bahuvrihi. Their argument was anya padartha pradhanaha bahuvrihi iti uchyate, kintu atra anya padartha pradhanam nasti kathamayam bahuvrihi ityadi. The point is that Panini does not define that Pura Padartha Pradhanaha Vibhavaha or Anya Padartha Pradhanaha Bahuvrihi. No, that is not Panini's definition. He does not even define what is Bahuvrihi. Bahuvrihi iti samnya. Agrima sutraihi, there are a few sutras. Taihi sutraihi yahaya samasaha kriyate, tasya Bahuvrihi iti samnya bhavati. It is we or later Vayakaranas who have looked at the common features of those samasas and said, try to define avyayi bhava as purva padartha pradhana or bahuvrihi as anya padartha pradhana. This is a very common mistake. It is not that everybody will make this mistake because we are not going from the sutra to the prayoga. We first study all those common things first and then when we come to sutras we have this confusion. Okay. So that is why tatra sarvatra kim uchyate prayena uttara padartha pradhanaha bahu tatpurushaha prayena purva padartha pradhanaha avyayi bhavaha ityadi. It is not Panini's words. It is just looking at all the avyayibhava samasas, people have found that avyayibhava tends to be purvapadartha pradhana most of the times. That is why for easy recognition they have given a clue. But it is wrong to have that as the definition of avyayibhava. I am not saying it is wrong. That statement is not wrong. It is correct. But it is not right to use it as a definition. It's only a characteristic and it is not a complete definition of avyayibhava. Sorry? What is this? Panini didn't deal with which samasas? No. What I meant was Panini has dealt with all samasas. But he has not defined them in that way. The way Panini defines a samasa. I mean, he does not define a samasa. According to him, samasa is a samgya. It is just a name given to a set. Why does he give a name to a set? Always for a purpose. Because whatever comes under, has the samya of avyayibhava, will get a particular karya. Whatever gets the samya of bahuvrihi, will get another particular karya. That is why for his convenience, he has named them as avyayibhava or bahuvrihi. He does not define what is avyayibhava. He does not say, okay, an avyayibhava samasa has these characteristics. No, that is not Panini's way. When we try to identify an avyayibhava samasa, we say, okay, it is an avyaya. We say it is pura padartha pradhana, etc. So they are all our definitions and they are just generic definitions and will not hold good always. That is what my point is, not that this is wrong or that is wrong. Both of them are correct. What Panini says is correct, obviously. And when people say, have accepted that pura padartha pradhanaha vihibhavaha, that is also correct. If you take it as prayana, along with the prayana, don't use that as a rigid definition, is all I meant to say. Okay. Now, coming back to vihibhava, as I said, it is an adhikara. Itaha arabhya, anyapadartheta samyayam, iti sutra paryantam, yoyo samasaha uchyate, saha sarvopi avyayibhava iti samyam praknoti. It will be called avyayibhava. Tatra tasmin adhikare avyayibhava adhikare prathamam sutram asti avyayam vibhakti samipa samvriddhi vrityartha bhava atyaya samprati shabda pradurbhava paschad yathana purve yoga padya sadrishya sampatti sakalyanta vachaneshu. First task is to learn how to read the sutra. So, first know the vibhaga and try to know it slowly. It is one of the longest sutras in Ashtadhyayi. But, I mean, there is not much in that. It's just a list of a few meanings. Okay. Padadvayam eva vidyate. So, this again is an example of a samasa, a long samasa. How long you can go with any samasa. Dvanda samasas, sanda samasaha. Avyayam, iti ekam padam. Vibhakti, samipa, samruddhi, vriddhi, arthabhava, atyaya, asamprati, shabda pradurbhava, paschad, yatha, anupurvya, yogapadya, sadrishya, sampatti, sakalya, antavachaneshu. Iti sutram. Avyayam samasyate. Samriddhi ityatra. There is an error. It should be samriddhi. Okay. Ha. So, what does the sutra say? Avyayam ityasti. So, purva sutrena anuvrittihi vartate. Supa iti anuvartate. Saha supa iti anuvartate. So, avyayam subantena saha samasyate. Eshu artheshu. These are all indicators of meaning. An avyaya existing in these particular meanings. Okay. So, that will have a samasa. I mean, that will combine. An avyaya will combine with subantas. Avyaya existing in any of the following meanings will combine with a samartha subanta to form a samasa. And that samasa will be called avyayibhava. Which is what the sutra actually means. Okay. Now, again, you have yoga vibhaga. You should remember that yoga vibhaga is a common feature in samasas. Samasa prakarane, யோக விபாகம் அத்தியந்தம் ஆதிக்கேன திருஷ்யத்தை. And there is a reason. I already told you that samasas are, Panini has tried to define samasas rigidly. I mean, he has given very specific rules for samasas. But what happens is that there are many cases where there are prayogas which do not fit into these rules. Ishta prayogaha eva santi. Yatra Panini sutrena prayogam sadhayitum na shakyate. Ataha Patanjalina bahutra yoga vibhaga ashritaha. So Patanjali has gone in for yoga vibhaga in many cases in samasas to substantiate existing prayogas. This is one case where Paninian sutras do not cater to all existing samasas. Or it might be the case that, I mean, it depends on which view you take. There are people who say that between the time of Panini and Patanjali, in the evolution of language, there were samasas which probably did not exist in Panini's time. So Bhashyakara tried to cater to those. Iti asti. Whatever the case, there is yoga vibhanga, which is seen frequently in samasa, where an existing sutra is split and you get two sutras. One sutra is obviously for of limited application for particular reasons or for particular examples. And the other sutra, whatever Panini's original sutra, is a general sutra. Atra avyayam iti yogaha vibhajyate. Vibhagaha ityatra sarvatra saeva arthaha. Vibhaga means to split, that is all. Avyayam iti yogaha vibhajyate. So this sutra, first there is only one sutra called avyayam. Forget the vibhakti samipa, etc. The long word which we are still learning to read. Avyayam iti sutram. Avyayam samarthena saha samasyate. So, purva sutrat saha supa iti anuvartate. Samartha palavidhihi ityasteva. So, avyayam samarthena subantena saha samasyate. An avyaya, any avyaya will combine with a subanta which has samarthya. Yatra samarthyam asti, tatra avyayam subantena saha samasyate. Sacha avyayi bhava samasaha. And that samasa will be called avyayi bhava samasa. Is what this sutra tells. Dashayoho madhyaha ityasti. In between directions. So there are directions, there are four major directions. You have east, west, north and south. And there are directions in between those directions. You have northeast, northwest, etc. So now, dashayoho madhyaha, in between the directions. इत्यर्थे समासः करणीयः. मध्यार्थे अप इति अव्ययम् अस्ति. देयर इज एन अव्यय कॉल्ड अप विच इंडिकेट्स दैट मध्यार्थ. सो इफ यू लुक एट दैट लिस्ट, लॉन्ग लिस्ट ऑफ विभक्ति समीप एटसेट्रा, नोवेयर इज दैट मध्य मेंशन्ड. सो एन अव्यय एक्जिस्टिंग इन द सेंस ऑफ मध्य कैन नॉट अंडरगो समास अकॉर्डिंग टू दैट सूत्र, बट वी रिक्वायर अ समास हियर. So, there are 10 directions. I was trying to explain this, the meaning of this particular word. Now, disha, dishayohu, etyatra, disha, shabdasya, shashti, dvivachanam. So, you have disha, os, and apa, iti avyayam, avyayata, so pratyaha, astyera. So, this is our alaukika vigraha, or the shastriya vigraha. And this is also what we call Aswapada Vigraha. Aswapada Vigraha Puram Adhitaha. Swapada Vigraha Aswapada Vigraha. Yatra Purvam Bhutaha Iti Drashtam. So, Laukika Vigraha, Alaukika Vigraha, Yatra Samanam Padam Asir. You had the same Purvam Bhutaha in Laukika Vigraha Vakya. Alaukika Vigraha, Shastriya Vigraha, Purva Am Bhutasu Tadeva Asir. Into Atra Yada Drishyata, Disha Os Dishayoho Ityasti. Madhyathe apa iti avyayam asti. So this is what we call aswapada. Swapadam nasti vigraha. Ataha aswapada vigraha. And this is a nitya samasa. So now, disha os apa su iti sthita. Avyayam iti anena avyayi bhava samasa kriyate. Avyayam is our new sutra. We have split the avyayam vibhakti samipa sutra into two. Avyayam iti sutra ena atra samasa kriyate. समासे कृते प्रातिपदिक संज्ञा भवति प्रातिपदिक संज्ञायां सत्यां सुबोधातु प्रातिपदिकयोः इति सुब्लुक् सुप्रत्यय इस् आल्सो डिलीटेड् दिशा अप इत्यस्ति सो यू हैव दिशा एज़ द प्रातिपदिक एंड अप एज़ द प्रातिपदिक वी हैव दिस एज़ द समास क्वेश्चन लौकिक इत्यस्य अशास्त्रीय इन दिस कॉन्टेक्स्ट ओनली इन दिस कॉन्टेक्स्ट लौकिक इज ऑल्सो अशास्त्रीय बिकॉज वी डोंट यूज दट पर्टिक्युलर विग्रह इन द शास्त्र वी कैनॉट यूज निशयोर मध्य इन द शास्त्रीय प्रक्रिया कुतः अप आगच्छति अलौकिक विग्रह वाक्य अस्त दट इज वाई अप इज एन अव्यय वी आर डूइंग एन अव्यय समास वेर वी आर सेइंग एन अव्यय कंबाइंस विद सुबंत So this avyaya called apa is joining with disha. That is the actual samasa. That is why we say laukika vigraha, forget it. Laukika vigraha is just to tell the meaning. Apa iti madhyarthakaha. In this particular case, apa is an avyaya which means in between. Apa iti avyayasya madhyaha ityarthaha. Tasmin arthe vidyamanam. Apa iti avyayam samarthena subantena. Dishayoho iti subantena samasyate. Sutra says an avyaya apa is combining with a subanta called disha. Dishayoho iti subantena saha samasyate. Ataha avyayi bhava samasaha. Okay. And there is one more question. Samarthyam namakim. That was the first question which we addressed. Samarthyam, we defined it. So you can just listen to the recording of previous class. We define what is samarthya. Okay. Is this clear? It's okay if you have questions, please ask because this is the initial stages where you can ask these questions. After 10 classes of Samasa Vrakarana, there are some questions which you will not be able to ask. So now, even if it seems clear, if you don't understand anything clearly, please ask. Okay. What does the sutra tell? Avyayam samarthena subantena samasyate. Apa iti avyayam. Sumantena. Dishayoho iti subantena. Saha samasyate. Saha vyayibhavaha. So we did samasa and we have an avyayibhava samasa. So once we do samasa, apa disha os ityasthi. Supratyayasya lopekrate. Disha apa iti shishtam. We are left with disha and apa. We should still see what happens with disha and apa ahead. For now, is it clear so far? Now, it is neither dishapa or dishapa because we have still not have, we don't have the complete samasta pada. We are in the middle of the prakriya. We are trying to decide what is the samasta pada. Which will go on, the prakriya will go on. Prathama nirdishtam samasa upasarjanam iti agrimam sutram. Keni padani vidyante. Prathama nirdishtam samase upasarjanam. Samase upasarjanam becomes samasa upasarjanam. Kas sandhihi? Does anybody have an idea? Purvarupa sandhi? No. Antavanta desha prasram. Samase upasarjanam. Etvayavayavaha ityanena antavanta desha sandhi. Samase upasarjanam. The yakara gets deleted by lopashakalyasya. So we have samasa upasarjanam. This is a very very common sandhi which is seen in prayoga. Prayoga bahudha drishyate. Ta iha, te iha, te ta iha iti bhavati. Te agachanti, ta agachanti. There are many cases where you have, whenever a antavanta desha sandhi happens in between two separate words, the yakara or vakara will get optionally deleted वैलोकशाकल्यस्य. सो यू हैव सच प्रयोगस, वेरी वेरी कॉमन प्रयोग. प्रथमा निर्दिष्टम समासे उपसर्जनम इति संज्ञा सूत्रम. दिस इज अ संज्ञा सूत्र विच गिव्स अ संज्ञा कॉल्ड उपसर्जन. उपसर्जनम इति संज्ञा दीयते. किम नाम उपसर्जनम, व्हाट इज एन उपसर्जन इज अ क्वेश्चन. समास शास्त्रे प्रथमा निर्दिष्टम उपसर्जन संज्ञम स्यात्. समास शास्त्रे, शास्त्रम नाम सूत्रम. इन द सूत्र विच इज गिविंग अ समास, समास विधायकम यत् सूत्रमस्ति, तस्मिन् सूत्रे प्रथमा निर्दिष्टम, प्रथमा विभक्तौ यत् पदम निर्दिष्टम, तत् पदम उपसर्जन संज्ञम भवति. दैट पद विल बी कॉल्ड उपसर्जन. Whenever you have a sutra, there is a sutra which gives a samasa. The words in that samasa can be in different words. Bhinneshu vibhakti, can be in different vibhaktis. Bhinnasu vibhaktishu padani bhavanti. Tatra yat padam prathama vibhaktau vidyate. That is called upasarjana. The word indicated by that is called upasarjana. So you'll see an example for this. The particular sutra which we are dealing with is called Avyayam. Avyayam iti sutram. So, it type whatever is the anuvritti. Avyayam supa saha ityasti. Right? Avyayam subantena saha samasyate. Now, Avyayam is prathama vibhakti. Supa is tritiya vibhakti. Sup iti pratiparikam. Supa iti tritiya vibhakti. Saha iti Avyayam. तो समास शास्त्रे यत् पदं प्रथमा विभक्तौ वर्तते, इट इज अव्ययम् इति पदं, तस्य उपसर्जन संज्ञा. एनी वर्ड इन योर समास विच इज गिवन बाय दिस अव्ययम्, इट इज एन अव्ययम् इन दिस समास. व्हेन यू आर डूइंग समास यूजिंग दिस सूत्र, द अव्ययम्, विच एवर इज द अव्ययम् बीइंग यूज्ड, विल बी कॉल्ड उपसर्जन. प्रथमा निर्दिष्टम समास उपसर्जनम, प्रथमा विभक्त्या यत् पदं निर्दिष्टम तत्पदं उपसर्जन संज्ञम भवति. सो इन दिस सूत्र, पर्टिक्युलर सूत्र, अव्ययम् इति प्रथमा निर्दिष्टम. सो द अव्यय इन योर समास विल बी कॉल्ड उपसर्जन. दैट इज व्हेन यू आर डूइंग अ समास बिटवीन दिशा अप, अप विल बी कॉल्ड उपसर्जन बाय दिस सूत्र. प्रथमा निर्दिष्टम समास उपसर्जनम. So there are a couple of questions which I'll come to after finishing this. Kevalam samasa vidhayaka sutre. Exactly, this applies only in a samasa vidhayaka sutra. In a samasa vidhayaka sutra, whichever word is indicated in prathama vibhakti will be called upasarjana. Now, from this, using this, apa ityasya upasarjana samya asti iti jnatam. Upasarjanam purvam. This is the first Purvanipata rule that you are studying and the most common one. Upasarjanam Purvam. A word which has Upasarjana Samya will be used first in a Samasa. Upasarjanam Purvam. Samasaha ityadhikaraha asti. Saptamyantataya. He converted that into Saptami. Samase Upasarjanam Prak Prayojyam. In any samasa, the general rule is upasarjana, the word which has upasarjana samnya, prak prayojyam, purvam prayojyam, that will be the purva pada. Samase upasarjana samyakam yat padam, tat purvam prayujyate. So whenever you have disha and apa, you know that apa has upasarjana samnya, so apa will always be used first in this particular samasa. So Disha apa, apa ityasya anena purva nipata. This is what we call purva nipata. Purva nipata is to place it first. We are placing the upasarjana first. So it becomes apa disha. Iti jayate. Anena eva purva nipata. Laukike avyayam purvam ityate anena samasena, anena sutrena yadi samasas kriyate. So in this sutra, avyaya is in prathama vibhakti. That is why it gets upasarjana samya, and that is why in avyayi bhava samasa you always hear avyaya as the purva pada. This is correct, but if you don't have the logic, If you just make a statement, there is a problem. Okay. How did we get Disha? Disha is what we are. That is our samasta pada. Disha yohu madhye. It is not the satya of Disha. It is Disha, Akarantam, Pratipadikam, Trilingam. Disha, Adishe, Dishaha. Dishayoho madhye. Iti vigraha. So Disha is a Strilinga, Akaranta, Strilinga, Prathama Vibhakti. It is not Prathama. It is a Pratipadika. It had Shashti Vibhakti Vivachana. We have deleted the Vibhakti Pratyaya and therefore we are left with the Pratipadika Disha. Apa Disha iti ubhayam Pratipadikam. Okay. Then, there is a question which I was hoping to avoid, but it anyway cropped up. Upasarjanam. In this context, Upasarjana means Upasarjana as a samnya. He just defined Upasarjana. He said Prathama Nirdishtam Samasa Upasarjanam. Any word which is given in Prathama Vibhakti in a Samasa Vidhayaka Sutra is called Upasarjana. And that Upasarjana will be used first. I did not understand this question. So the first word or first noun means? Neither Appa nor Disha is in Prathama Vibhakti. We don't care whether Appa is in Prathama Vibhakti or Disha is in Prathama Vibhakti. Disha is actually in Shashti Vibhakti here and Appa is in Avyaya, so the Vibhakti does not matter. We are not saying Vigrahavakya ya Vibhakti. We are not considering the Vibhakti of Vigrahavakya. Samasa Shastre. That is why the Sutra is very very clear. Upasarjana tells Samasa Shastre Prathama Nirdishtam. In the Samasa Vidhayaka Sutra. The sutra we are using here is avyayam. Tasmin sutre prathama nirdishtam yathpadam. The word which is in prathama vibhakti is avyayam. In our samasa, dishayor madhye, disha, apa, ityanayo samase, avyayam ityukte, apa, iti avyayam. Tasya upasarjana samya bhavati, tasya cha purvanipataha bhavati. Do not consider vibhaktis in vigraha vakya. Whatever the vibhakti it is there in the vigraha vakya does not matter. Samasa shastre prathama nirdishtam upasarjana samyam bhavati. Exactly, that is the point here. The catch here is we are saying samasa shastre prathama nirdishtam upasarjanam. But if you say samasa shastre in the sutra, okay, there is a pada called avyaya and avyaya gets upasarjana samya. It does not serve any purpose. If you say it is just the word in the sutra gets a purpose, we are not doing anything with the words of the sutra. We are not changing the words of the sutra. So, if you are saying just the word which exists in the sutra will get upasarjana samya, it does not serve any purpose for us. So, what do? The word exists in the sutra. Avyayam iti sutram. Sutram eva avyayam iti. So, there is the word called avyayam in the sutra and it is in Prathama Vibhakti. So, the word in the samasa prakriya, which is indicated by that avyayam, which is apa, that will get upasarjana samya. Avyayam asmin sutrena, samasa vidhayakam sutram kim, which is the sutra which we are using for making the samasa. It is the sutra called avyayam. Avyayam vibhakti samipa, whatever. Avyayam iti sutrena, samasaha kriyate. Tasmin sutre avyayam iti padam prathama vibhakto vidyate. Tena padena asmakam samase kim padam grahyate. Apa iti avyayam grahyate. 216. Yes, not 296. Avyayam iti sutram satyam. Tasmin sutre avyayam iti prathama vibhakto vidyate. Tena padena avyaya padena samase nama apa disha iti samase apa iti avyayam grahyate. So that avyaya in the samasa will get upasarjana samya. Because it gets upasarjana samya, it gets purva nipata. Is this clear? Is it still confusing? Okay, there's one more question which I still did not understand in between. No need to be sorry at all. Please forget that word. There is absolutely no need to be sorry. You can keep asking any number of times as long as it is clear. And I will try to explain to the best of my ability. Okay? No, but that thing should not be there. You should not be sorry in a class. It will be your loss. Okay? How is which sutra saying Appa is the Avyaya? See, the sutra Avyayam says, an Avyaya joins with a Subanta. It does not say the word Avyaya will join with the word Subanta. Right? It says an Avyaya will combine with a Subanta. So according to the rule, we took one particular Avyaya, which is Appa, and we joined it with one particular Subanta, which is Dishayoho. Apa iti avyayam svikritya, dishayoho iti subantena saha samasaha kritaha. Right? That is what we did first. Apa dishaos iti subantam, apa iti avyayam, avyayasya subantena saha samasaha kritaha. Samasam kritna dishayoho iti atra pratyasya lopaha api kritaha. So we are left with apa, disha and apa. The two words. We are left with two pratipadikas. One is apa and the other is disha. Now, which of these, among these, the word apa will get upasarjana samya? Why? This prathama nirdishtam samasa upasarjanam. In the samasa vidhayaka shastra, which is avyayam iti sutram. Tasmin sutre, yat prathama vibhakto uchyate, avyayam iti padam, tasya upasarjana samya bhavati. So that means the word avyayam in the sutra should get upasarjana samya. But if you look at it technically, if the word in the sutra gets upasarjana samya, it does not serve any purpose. We are not doing anything keeping the sutra. Right? We are not working with the words in the sutra. We are working with the words which are indicated by the words in the sutra. If the sutra says avyayam subantena samasyate, we take one representative avyayam, we take one representative subantam and do the samasa. So similarly, when this sutra says, avyayam is upasarjanam, which means the representative avyayam. The avyayam which is indicated by the word avyayam in the sutra will get upasarjana samya. So the representative avyayam here is apa. It could be any other avyaya which is combining because of this sutra. In all these cases, the avyaya will get upasarjana samya. Because of the upasarjana samya, it will get purvanipata. It will be used first. Okay. Ha ha ha. Vyakarana. Shastram. Kashtam shastram. Yes, you require, you need to certainly use your brain. Now coming back, there was a question which I... Upasarjanam, is it first word or no? Avyayam or Subanta? I still did not understand the question. Usha, Mahode. What was the import of your question? Prashnasya aashayaha kaha iti na avagataha mai. Upachaturange iti samasaha na bhavati. Or, I mean, yeah, it could be upachaturangam iti better, but upachaturange iti pi rupam asti. We'll see. Any questions left or was the question cleared on the way, Usha Bhagini? Upasarjana samya for first subanta or first avyaya? It is neither for Subanta nor Avyaya. It is a samya for... It is not first. It is that which is in Prathama Vibhakti. Prathama Nirdishtam ityukte indicated first iti nārthaha. Prathama Vibhaktau yat padamasti. Avyayam supasaha samasyate iti sutram. Avyayam iti sutram. Supa iti anuvrattihi saha ityasti. Asmin sutre Prathama Vibhaktau yat padam asti. It is not that which comes first. Prathama vibhaktau yat padam vidyate tasya padasya upasarjana samya. For example, here avyayam iti prathama vibhakti hi, supa iti tritiya vibhakti hi. So, prathama vibhaktau yat padam vidyate avyayam iti padam tasya upasarjana samya bhavati. Taha avyayasya upasarjana samya. There are a couple of questions which were, I didn't take it up in between because it was deviating from me. Supodhatu pratiparika yoho iti luk, samase eva bhavati va iti prashnaha. No, it is used in many other cases. For example, in sanadhyanta dhatus, you have this question where, you have a dhatu and you have a suprateya as a part of it. Namadharishu bhavati, tatrapya bhavati. It is not restricted to samasas. It's a general sutra. Anywhere, it also occurs in taddhitas. Taddhiteshvapi subantam bhavati. Tatra supaha luk bhavati. So it's a generic sutra. Wherever a sup is part of a dhatu or a piparika, it gets deleted. Okay, that was one question. And... there's one more question. About Pura Rupa Sandhi. A plus Swara is Yantavanta Desha, A plus A is Purva Rupa. Purva Rupa is an, how to differentiate? Purva Rupa is an apavada for Yantavanta Desha Sandhi. So, whenever A is followed by A or O is followed by any swara, you have Yantavanta Desha as general. But if it is Padante Ekaraha, Agre Hraswakaraha Stiche, Purva Rupa Sandhi. So, Purva Rupa is an exception to Yantavanta Desha Sandhi. Padante Ekaraha, Paratvena Akaraha, Hraswakaraha Stiche, Pura Rupa Sandhi Reva Bhavati, not Yantavanta Resha. Okay. Yatra Dvayam Api Prathayam Asti, if there are both in Prathama, it is not the case. That is why always there is one in Prathama and the other in Tritiya. Okay. So, here again I can go back to that. Ivena Samasaha. That is what I meant. Ivena. Subantam, Subantena Samasyate Eti Uchyate. Subantam Ivena Samasyate. So when you look at that construction, Ivena is in Tritiya and Subantam is in Prathama. That is why the Subanta always comes first and Iva will not come first. Which I said is the Prayojana for Navartikatara stating it as Ivena Samasaha. So that is to prevent Purva Nipata. When you just say Subantam Subantena Samasyate, when both are Subantas, you can take it either way. You can take this is the first one and that is the other one. So in such cases, both Rupas are possible. Already told you that there are cases where either forms are correct. That is, you can have one word first and the other later. Say Kukkota Mayuryau or Mayura Kukkutau. That is the case where it happens. If both of them happen to be in Prathama Vibhakti, it is optional. You can have either one as the first word and the other one as the second word. But generally, it is defined. When it is defined, that which is in Prathama Vibhakti will be the first one and the other one will be the Uttarapada. Okay. So, there are cases which we will see. And this is not the only rule for Purva Nipata. There are other rules for Purva Nipata also. Okay. How many Upasarjanams are there? I don't know. I mean, I did not understand them. How many Upasarjanams? Prashnaha eva तदेव whatever is the number of samasa vidhayaka sutra, then each sutra there should be one in prathama vibhakti. So you can have them as upasarjana. There is no point in counting them. And this rule need not apply anywhere also. So I think that question does not... it is not as many as abhyayams. It is as many as samasa vidhayaka sutras. As many samasa vidhayaka sutras you have, in all those sutras, if you have something in Prathama Vibhakti, that will be called Upasarjana. Okay. And, yeah, somebody brought it up in between and I skipped that question, that this is not Upasarjana. Upasarjana itself is a very confusing term. There are two Paninian definitions of Upasarjana, and there is another sense in which Upasarjana is used generally. Okay. So, to differentiate between the different upasarjanas itself is a bit of a task, but we'll see that tomorrow. I will not introduce that now. Upasarjana is a pretty confusing thing initially at least. Okay. We use, instinctively Vyakaranas use the correct upasarjanams in different places. They say upasarjanam, and still my upasarjanam when I say this particular context could be completely different from an upasarjanam which I say in a different context. So, for now, I hope you understood this particular definition of upasarjanam. One of the definitions of upasarjanam is prathama nirdishtam samasa upasarjanam. A word in a samasa vidhayaka sutra which is in prathama vibhakti will be called upasarjana. And this particular upasarjana will be the purva pada in a samasa. Okay, any more questions? We will recap this again tomorrow and then continue. येनाक्षरसमं नायमधिगम्य महेश्वरात् तत्त्वं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनिं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयं मुनित्रयं नमस्कृत्य तरुक्तिः परिभाव्य च वैयाकरणसिद्धान्तकौमुदीयं विरच्यते।